Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You're texting us already in relation to your commutes to college and also to work as well, and what you view as a reasonable commute or not. We'll come to that in just a second. We're going to talk about it now because students commuting to college, according to one university president, are at risk of missing out on major parts of the college experience. So says Professor David Fitzpatrick, who's president of the Technological University at Dublin. 17% of students are now, nearly a fifth, are now commuting more than an hour each way, according to the latest census figures. And speaking in today's Irish Times, Professor Fitzpatrick said the impact was huge, with students missing out on clubs and societies and time hanging out with friends, as so many people did during college lives. Keep your texts coming to 51551. Professor David Fitzpatrick, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac. How are you?
What prompted you to write and intervene publicly in this debate?
I think there's a lot of discussion around student accommodation and the need for more accommodation, which I absolutely would support. But I think part of the problem is being disguised by the fact that actually students, I feel, are now choosing to commute rather than to have to pay the prices that are now being charged for student accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the college experience is much more than the award and the academic side. It's about forming yourself as a person. It's about experiencing new things, meeting new people, and really developing yourself as you go through that university life.
So how is development impeded then, David, in your opinion?
I think it's the lack of diversity of experience. You turn up to do what you have to do, but your wider engagement, particularly the social and societal and sports side, is impacted by not being able to stay around or on campus for, you know, more time than you can afford to be there for.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it always a case, though, that some students decided to stay at home and others commuted, others rented? Are you saying it's far worse now? Is 17% of students commuting far greater than it used to be?
Well, our own data would show more than that. Over 40% would spend more than an hour commuting each way within our student body. And for many, the journey time is now over 2 hours. The total travel distance, typically over 30 kilometres for those people experiencing longer commutes.
Wow.
So I think that 40%, when you get to that level.
That is incredible. Level, I mean, yeah. I'm just thinking of lecturers and college authorities. Is there any point in scheduling 9 a.m. lectures in on a Thursday or Friday?
Well, COVID has taught us we can do a lot remotely, but I think you can't beat the face-to-face engagement. Certainly scheduling of lectures is always borne in mind in terms of the ability to get there.
Is this not conditioning students to get up and get at it early in the morning, like they would be in the workplace? If that's what you have to do, go for it.
Sure. Yeah, that's not a problem, I don't think. And students are already doing it. You know, as I said, over 40% are spending more than an hour each way. So students are already actively engaged. But it's the other elements of student life that are being impacted. And I think, in Dublin, we have a fairly densely packed population centre, which creates some travel problems itself, but it's nothing compared to the western borders, where people are commuting much longer distances to get to their college environment. I think it's probably more acute in other parts of the country.
And some students are probably not choosing your college or Dublin colleges at all because of prices. Would that be fair?
Quite possibly, yeah. Yeah, I think that's quite possible. Yeah.
Where do you see this going then? I know there's a glut of student accommodation in supply, at risk of sounding like the Minister for Housing and Education, but there is, isn't there? So how long will this crisis last, in your opinion, in the student accommodations genre?
TU Dublin, as a recently formed university, has none of its own student accommodation in place yet, but we're working to look at how we can put together options that will let us provide affordable accommodation. And I think that's the key phrase.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to provide students with affordable accommodation.
And what's affordable, David?
Well, there's the million-dollar question.
Go on. What do you think is affordable? I mean, you provide accommodation, do you, on campus?
No, we don't.
Okay,
no accommodation we provide directly.
But from similar colleges in Dublin, how much they would charge. I mean, where would you pitch yourselves if you were to provide accommodation?
Well, the basic issue is the fact that if we were to go down a commercial borrowing route, which as a TU we can't yet do, although we're working with the department on mechanisms around that, if we were to go down that, the repayment rates would be such that it would not be affordable. It would absolutely not be affordable. Mm-hmm. 800, 1,000, 1,200 euros a month, who knows what it could be for whatever type of accommodation, but it's significant.
You were saying, though, David, that some digs places went unfilled this year. I mean, if there is such a crisis, why is that?
Well, I think there's a balance to be struck between the provision of accommodation, the quality of the accommodation, and the cost of the accommodation. And students are making that judgment call and deciding actually, you know, on the basis of what is available and what it's going to cost me, I'd rather incur the cost of travel time rather than financial time. So digs aren't, you know, necessarily for everybody.
Okay. So what your plea is to in a way get going and build student accommodation ASAP to stop this crisis, because students are missing out. In summary, a texter says, I went to college in 2002. I had a 90-minute commute each day. I couldn't feel sorry for myself. A classmate went from Port Leisha to UCD daily via public transport. My God, that sounds difficult. That sounds like a commute from well, I won't say it, from Port Leash. Anyway, look, Professor David Fitzpatrick, President of TU Dublin, thank you very much indeed. Almost to underline what the President was saying, we have UCD student Alex Connell on the line with us now. Alex, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thanks very much. How are you?
Not too bad at all. You recently, I think, finished your first year in politics and philosophy, and you had a mm-hmm. massive commute. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I'm living in Carbery. It's in County Kildare, just on the border with Offaly. So for me to commute to UCD each day, it's roughly 3 hours each way. So for a 9 o'clock lecture, I'd leave the house at six. If I get off at five, I'd be doing well to be home for 8 o'clock.
My God. And it's a 6 hour commute, round trip.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'd be up at what time in the morning? You say five.
Yeah, I'd be up at five to get a bus at six.
Okay. And did you ever stay over? Did you have the option?
Yeah. Well, like there'd be the odd time I'd crash with a mate or family or whatever. But in terms of accommodation, it was never even something that was really realistically considered, because everybody knows the cost. I mean, in UCD for on-campus accommodation, we have the most expensive on-campus accommodation of any college in the country. And even still, like wider speaking, digs, I remember looking, the cheapest you could find, 600 euro a month, which for any student isn't feasible, really. I'm on 220 euro a week, so I actually get the disability allowance, which would be more than most students working part-time. But even still, 880 euro a month doesn't allow for 600 of it going on rent and the rest on living expenses. 100%. So it's just not feasible at all.
What do you think you lost out on, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, like society events and things like that happening in the evening, it's just entirely a no-go. Obviously, wouldn't be going out as much as a lot of my friends would that have on-campus accommodation or are living in Dublin. I'm lucky enough that I have a lot of friends living in Dublin, you know what I mean? Like, I do get to go out. I'm not a hermit, but it's always on the condition that I'm staying with somebody. Like, it's sort of an unspoken rule. If one of my mates asks if I'm going out, that's also them offering a bed. And, you know, as lucky as I am to have that, it's also not a nice feeling, you know, knowing that you're going to be a hassle or a nuisance on somebody, and just the lack of freedom that you have in general.
Yeah, and you want your independence as well. What did you make of my question, that hard-nosed question I put to the President earlier on, that this might prepare you for working life? Get up and get on with it.
Yeah, I mean, like it might, but I, you know, with all due respect, are you waking up at 5 o'clock for work? I don't think there's many people that are.
Touché,
you know, waking
Alex.
Up, you're waking well up at five. You're waking up at five. You're getting home at 8 p.m. Like that's what, 9 hours in total in the house each day. You know, like that's not, like if you're saying to get 8 hours sleep, that means you've an hour when you get home awake in your own house. Like it's insanity.
Yeah, it is in a way. Tell me this though. Is there any way that it works for you in terms, can you work on your commute? Can you get college projects done?
Like, to be honest, it's hard to say. Like I do start my assignments on the bus or the train or whatever I'm getting. And I get work done, but also I haven't had the experience of doing it at home much, and I haven't had the experience of having accommodation. So I can't really compare productivity on the bus to productivity at home, because productivity at home doesn't happen because I'm not there. I'm on a bus or I'm in college.
My God, yeah, that's true. Will you keep it up, do you think? I mean, it's a long, long haul. 6 hours every day on public... Or is it public transport or...?
Yeah, it's public transport.
Okay. Do you think you'll keep this up?
I mean, like, it's really not looking like there's going to be any major changes anytime soon. I think we're all painfully aware that the student accommodation crisis, it exists within the context of the wider housing crisis. And, you know, without being too harsh, the government has always treated its young people with contempt. And I think it's very clear that it's never been number one priority, which is baffling when you think about it, because the coalition at the minute are polling pretty poorly with first-time voters. And this is probably the biggest issue a lot of us are facing coming into the next election. But there's been no major changes. There's been no overhaul. It really, like, you look at supports for students, like the SUSE grant, the highest rate of it for the maintenance grant is nowhere near the cost of living. So I'm not really faithful that the crisis is really being effectively tackled and will be anytime soon.
And what do you make of Professor David Fitzpatrick, the president of TU Dublin, drawing attention to this?
Listen, it's welcome to see universities addressing it. I think it's notable that it's TUD, that it is the first really to be so outspoken in it, because I think if it was UCD that came out and said something like this, we'd be rightfully lambasting them over the fact that they charge so much for their accommodation in the first place. TUD are shielded from that because they don't have any. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's a step in the right direction. But at the end of the day, I think it's a policy issue. And until we see the government starting to act on it, nothing's going to change.
Okay. Look, I have advice for you, actually, as a student of politics in UCD. I know of a way that you can get you paid for your journey. Go and run in the next. Go and run in the next general election. Become a TD in the Dáil, and you could get expenses for your journey for a very similar.
Sure, look.
You never know.
If I was to do that, I'd have to start declaring biases if I wanted to come on the radio and rant. It becomes a bit more of a hassle.
All right, look, it's really good to get the student view, I must say, and it's a mammoth journey. And I put it out there to see if anyone is doing. You could be the worst commute in the country, Alex. Well, let's see if it's better to 51551. Alex Connell, UCD student in politics and philosophy, and 6-hour daily round trip commuter. Thank you very much indeed.